And it can be very gross and obvious ways. We may have literally hurt ourselves physically. It may be right down to the self-judgment. That's a way of hurting ourselves. Thank you. A bit louder. Can be for the ways we've hurt ourselves, including sometimes the way we speak to ourselves or relate to ourselves or the way we look at ourselves in the mirror. How kind are you? So it goes like this. For the ways that I have harmed or hurt myself in this life, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, my speech, and my mind, I ask now for my forgiveness. And breathing. And just see how much you can let in. There may be some of us here who may have really hurt ourselves quite severely in different ways. So go very gently. For the ways that I have harmed or hurt myself, through the actions of my body, my speech, and my mind, whether intentionally or unintentionally, please forgive me, like we're asking ourselves. Please forgive me. It can be the neglect, the overlooking ourselves, the rejecting ourselves. And for one last time, for the ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, through the actions of my body, my speech and mind, intentionally or unintentionally, I offer myself forgiveness. And breathing, see how it impacts you if it does. See what you can let in. Or maybe some memory comes. Go very gently. Breathe and feel your seat. And then the next arena is where we may have hurt or harmed another. This is not an occasion for your inner critic to beat you. Really, please only pick up these phrases if your critic is outside the door of the temple. This is a sincere, humble work, actually. And we can, very different than guilt, which keeps us in our head, it's more that the heart can feel sorrow sometimes. It does, it's intelligent. For the ways that I may have harmed or hurt you, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, speech and mind, I ask now for your forgiveness. Breathing. If you notice your belly tightening around this, maybe you need to choose someone else where it's a little less tense. It might be your pet cat when you were little. Poor pets, they get a hard time, some of them. Or it might be something else. For the ways that I may have hurt you, through the actions of my body, speech and mind, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask now for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. breathing with the chest center, belly, breathing with the chest, belly, and the last time with this phase. For the ways I may have hurt or harmed you, intentionally or unintentionally, through the actions of my body, speech and mind. Please forgive me. And breathing out, letting it go. And the last phase of others who we may have felt hurt or harmed by, but do not choose. If you have something really painful in your history, don't go right there to start with. Could be something a little more mundane to start with, or you may be ready to go there. Let's see. For the ways that I have felt harmed or hurt, and hurt by you, through the actions of your body, your speech, your mind, whether intentional or unintentional, I offer you now my forgiveness. And if you notice you're tightening up around this one, then choose somebody else. You can also use the phrase at the end, because you may not be ready to forgive. It may be more like, I'm intending, or I'm inclining my mind towards forgiveness. Right? Because it's an organic process, we can't just decide. Right? But we can incline our mind in that direction, towards the letting go, even if that's not the truth in this moment. Right? So be very gentle for the ways that I have felt harmed or hurt by you through the actions of your body, speech, and or mind. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, I am inclining my mind towards forgiveness, or I forgive you completely if that's where you are. And spending one more minute with this phase. For the ways you have hurt or harmed me, your body, speech, or mind, intentionally or unintentionally, you are forgiven. Breathing.